Hey, everybody, welcome to another Thrasher Opera House Presents podcast. And I'm so happy to be joined by Grammy Award winner Mike Ferris today. Got a show coming up on May 5th here at Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, Wisconsin. Mike, welcome to the podcast. Thanks so much for your time today.
Man, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the career of Mike Ferris, man. As a kid who grew up in the early 90s, the Screaming Cheetah Wheelies were my jam, no doubt about that. Super proud of that, and excited to have you come and be a part of it here at Thrasher Opera House. But talk about those days with the Cheetah Wheelies.
We got signed to Atlantic, you know, when I was just a kid. You know, I was 23 years old maybe, and jumped right in it. We're really lucky, man. We're really blessed in a lot of ways. We didn't have to do bar gigs or anything like that. We just kind of got signed immediately, relatively. It was pretty much of a whirlwind. You know, the 90s was a whole, it's just, we've been talking about this lately. It's just such a completely different world than it is now, man. And rock and roll, and you know, you had rock radio and all this, you know, there was a lot of creative energy in the world, and you had lots of money with the labels and lots of money we had, and it was just a great time to be in music, you know. And we had a lot of fun. We toured with a lot of great people and really had a nice little run of it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're going to talk more about you guys kind of coming back a little bit and even doing some new music here in just a little bit. But I want to talk about Mike Ferris as well. We're looking forward to the show. Just a great sense coming on in here, and a lot of excitement about the show too as well. If nobody's seen the Mike Ferris show before, what can they expect?
It's just good roots music, man. It's just, I think, and, it's, we, I think with what we do, it kind of takes you through all the emotions, you know. It's a, you know, I kind of proud of that, you know. I kind of pride myself on that. That's, I don't intentionally do it. It's just the music that I do. And yeah, so we just try to, you know, give a real pure, you know, honest night of music. Yeah.
Yeah, we are so excited to be having on in here, and a Grammy Award winner, and what an incredible honor that is, I'm sure, for you. But talk about the process behind that, and, you know, just the work that you put in on writing the album and getting that accomplishment.
For the Grammy?
Yeah.
For the Grammy record? Yeah, that was Shine for All the People. And that was a, that did entail quite a bit of work. It was in and out and stop and start. I had realized that I was in the depths of relapse at that time. And so I had to kind of stop and regroup and go through the process of taking care of myself and getting better and doing the hard steps of finding out the reasons why, you know, I was an addict, and what causes that and what were the causes of it. So I had to do the hard work. I finally did the hard work on all that. I just celebrated 12 years sobriety.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And so that was part of that whole journey on that record. I lost my dad during the recording of that record. And it was crazy because, you know, during that recording, for some reason, I'd never done this before. I had mentioned during the recording process, especially during the mixing of it, that with my engineer, I was like, look, this is, you know, the watermark for us is, you know, Grammy level, you know, and I don't know why I started talking that way, 'cause that's not, but I wanted that to be ingrained in everybody's, mind, you know, is like, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm trying to get to, not to win a Grammy, but I was looking at that level of greatness, you know? And so, and lo and behold, we got nominated, got a call. My phone started blowing up and everybody texted me saying, congratulations. I had no idea it was happening. So, and then we went to LA and won the thing. It was really, really pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Yeah.
What a pinnacle moment, I'm sure, in the career of Mike Ferris. No doubt about that, for sure. You know, I like other artists, you've kind of written from a point of, you know, been going through some times that aren't easy. And that process, especially with addiction, and I think not alone to just artists, but then to people in general, sometimes they need to find their own bit of therapy to work their way through that. And I would think that would probably be the case for you with the writing of this stuff too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That whole, it shaped the whole album, because that's, you know, that's what I was going through. And so, you know, I tend to write, you know, about whatever, you know, I kind of wear my heart on my sleeve a little bit, you know, and so all that kind of made it on the record, you know. And it even with the old traditional spiritual songs that and gospel songs that I put on there, like Precious, not Precious, Something Keeps Telling Me was derived from an old one, and River Jordan and all that stuff, all those things, you know, the Lord Would Make a Way, all those things were at one point or another were mantras to me. Mm-hmm. And for me to try to get me, you know, it was things I was leaning on to help me get through, you know, this rough time, you know, this rough period in my life, you know, and so I think that all that translates, you know, when you put that on tape, you know, and you know, when the soul speaks, other souls, they understand that, you know, right. And so they communicate with each other, you know, and so it's just, my job is just to let that happen, you know. Sometimes I don't, it's not even something you consciously do it. Just, you just let it go. And, you know, and that's what happened with that record.
You know, life can be really complicated at some times, but I'm inspired by your Twitter description: God, family, music, dogs, and a really good horse. I mean, that's a pretty good life all in those five or six words, right?
That's pretty much summed it up. You know, you gotta have a decent horse if you can, a couple of good ponies and a couple of good dogs. And lately I got a really, really, really sweet little cat that owns my, a big old chunk of my heart right now. And, she's a dandy. And my beautiful family, you know, really blessed, really blessed. But yeah, all that is true. I'm grateful to have all that.
Right, exactly. We're talking with Mike Ferris. He's going to be here at Thrasher Opera House in Greenlight coming up on Friday, May the 5th. And then just a couple of weeks after that, Mike, I want to talk about the Ride the Tide Music Festival that you got putting together. You've got some absolute hits on that roster. Not only is Screaming Cheetah Wheelie's coming back to do two shows there, but get some other friends that we've had here at the Opera House as well. Ruthie Foster going to be there. You got some great folks and old bands like Driving and Crying. And then you got Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown. What a great lineup that's going to be.
It's a fantastic lineup. And I was tasked with curating all that. And which was a lot of fun, you know, reaching out to all these people that I love and respect, you know, and Ruthie being, you know, right there at the top, you know, and Foy Vance, who's a good family friend of ours. And this is going to be his only appearance in North America this year. And so the lineup is spectacular. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue, the Caverns Amphitheater. And And it's just going to be a great time. If anybody's, you know, we got single day passes, we got weekend passes, whatever, you know, whatever you want to do. And yeah, I highly recommend that. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, looking forward to that good weekend, no doubt about that, right in there in the Grundy County in Tennessee. So it's going to be a great location to go check it out at the Caverns there. So, hey, Mike, we're so excited to have you coming up here in just a few weeks at Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. We can't wait for your appearance here in the show that our folks are going to take on in. So I appreciate your time today, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much, brother. Have a good day.
You too, bud.